Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. We've got a really special show planned for you today, and we're going to be speaking with Rick Remsnyder, who is the tourism director for Ulster County. And we love the communities in Ulster County. It's just a great personalities. 2019 going to be a great year for Ulster?
It certainly is. It's going to be bigger and better than ever.
Oh, man. So do you want to do a tour, and you can tell us what, you know, take us around the county. Tell us what's going on.
I'd be happy to do that. One of the things that is really going to impact Ulster County this year, of course, the 50th anniversary of the Woodstock Music and Arts Festival is coming up in August, and that's in neighboring Bethel in Sullivan County. There's going to be a three-day concert in August, and then there'll be a lot of other events associated with the Woodstock Festival. Hard to believe it was 50 years ago, but it is. But the thing that's what's going to be good for Ulster County is that because we're the idea of Woodstock was originated here in Ulster County. As a matter of fact, the gentleman that organized it, Michael Lang, is a resident of Ulster County, and he's also put together at the same weekend of the festival in Sullivan County, has a really big one in Watkins Glen, and they mentioned the number of the artists over 3 days, and it's going to be a huge concert there. But the thing that about the festival, all the businesses, arts and culture, musical venues and everything in Woodstock have organized a group this year, and because they want to take advantage of that, the festival. And I know that there's going to be, throughout the entire summer, there's going to be ongoing events. I know Michael Lang actually is going to be on a panel at the Emerson Resort and Spa, which is in Mount Tremper, talking about the Woodstock Festival and how it grew and all that. So we're really expecting a lot of people to come to Woodstock this summer, and it's going to be very good for the county overall.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that's going to be huge. People are going to have to book their hotels and places to stay in advance on something like that, I would think, huh?
There's no doubt. I know that, to be honest with you, during the summer, without this event, I know that people are amazed that if they don't start booking pretty much now, there are no hotel availability in Ulster County in June, July, and August, particularly on the weekends. Yeah. There may be some during the week. So this is going to add to the the traffic that's coming to Ulster County. So if anybody wants to come to Ulster County, particularly the Woodstock, Mount Tremper, Phoenicia, Kingston area, I strongly urge them to book now. They can actually go on our website, which is ulstercountyalive.com, and we have all the hotels, motels, B&Bs on there, and they can see we have them listed by price, and then they can go on there, click on the contact information, and they'll deal directly booking with the hotels or motels or B&Bs. So now's the time to do it.
Yeah, definitely. Boy, that's a fantastic. You're gonna have a great time with all that stuff. That's going to be great. we love to see these special events because you really get to pull it all together and go crazy with it. It's a great opportunity.
So, yes, and they've tagged this whole summer as a colony of the arts, which Woodstock has been since 1902, and it's been dubbed by a number of publications as the most famous small town in the world. And I know because when I go to travel shows throughout the Northeast, I'll go to Hartford, Springfield, Massachusetts, all over Pennsylvania, New York City. And when I mention Ulster County, if I see there's any hesitancy in the consumer wondering where Ulster County is located, I just say, you've heard of Woodstock, right? And right away, they know where Ulster County and Woodstock is.
Yeah, fantastic marketing device, too. That's a and you right there, you got a link. So we got that going on. You want to go around the different communities and see what else you want to talk about?
Sure. Yeah. You know, as you and I have talked in the past, about 20 minutes west of Woodstock is the area in Phoenicia, Mount Tremper, the Emerson Resort and Spa we've talked about with the world's largest kaleidoscope. There's all kinds of events going on there, and I mentioned the panel with Michael Lang in the summer. Mm-hmm. We're just finishing up the ski season. Mm-hmm. At Bel Air. They had a very good season. I thought maybe it was over, but now I hear more snow is on the way for the next week or so. So,
really? Wow. That prolongs it. That's nice.
Yeah, so it's good for Bel Air. And they had a very successful season this year because it was the second year they had a high-speed gondola. Ooh. Which I've been on a couple times, and it takes you to the summit of the ski slopes and the trails in about half the time.
Wow.
So it can really ramp up the number of times when you come to Bel Air to ski. You get up there, you go take the gondola instead of having to take the chairlift. So they've had a very good season. Once that closes down, I know that they're working on all kinds of different musical groups. They're upgrading the lodge.
Oh.
Which is the state is pouring a lot of money into that lodge, so that is going to be renovated. It's actually going to look, when it's finished, like a Swiss ski chalet, so that'll be
nice.
Very nice, and it'll be able to hold more people.
Yep.
Better food service and better venue for concerts, so that is very exciting. Later on in the summer, we have the Phoenicia International Festival of Voice, which will be celebrating its 10th year.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very exciting. Some of the high-class opera singers in the area organized this event, and it's hard to believe it's been 10 years. So that's always a highlight in this area. And I actually glossed over it. I shouldn't have, but it's also the 25th anniversary of the Woodstock Film Festival. So that is going to be, and that is held throughout the county. So that's another big event that's in the Woodstock area, and certainly we have it at other venues, theaters. So that is really going to be great for the Woodstock, Phoenicia, Mount Tremper area.
Wow, and I didn't think it was 25 years already. Boy, do I feel old.
it's been 25 years.
Wow.
And, you know, one of the things that was really popular last year, I think we did talk about in one of your previous shows, was debuting, is the new Rail Explorers, which is pedal-powered vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
Did we talk about that before?
Yeah. Tell us again. That's great.
It's a 6-mile run on the rails of the old Catskill Mountain Railroad. You can have 2 to 4 people pedaling, and it's right along the Esopus Creek. It's a beautiful ride. It's an hour for 3 miles, then you take a little break, and then another 3 hours back. It starts at the Empire Rail Museum.
Mm-hmm.
In Phoenicia, and they had over 100,000 people in the first year.
Wow.
So very popular, a lot of fun. It's a low aerobic exercise, so kids all the way through seniors can get on this vehicle, this pedal-powered vehicle, and it's a lot of fun, and it's been very popular, and will be opening up again in Memorial Day weekend. So that's another one that really, I urge people, if they want to go to Rail Explorers, you have to make reservations.
Okay.
You go on our website, railexplorers.com, and make your reservations, because it's not something where you can just drive up and say, okay, I want to get on.
Yeah.
You need to make your reservations in advance.
What a brilliant idea for an attraction. That's just fantastic. Did that originate with you guys, or how did
they actually started in the Adirondacks.
Uh-huh.
And they also have it operational in Las Vegas, of all places.
Okay. Yeah.
So you know, it's all over the country, but talking to the organizers, they said this one has really taken off.
Yeah.
And because it's located in such a beautiful area.
Oh,
it's people from all over the Northeast, not just Ulster County and the Hudson Valley, are coming to experience
it. Well, if you had 100,000 last time, I mean, you've got a real winner there. That's going to be a huge destination. So
that's just for like 5 months.
Yeah,
so,
you
do the math, that's like 20,000 people a month. So you really need to get up there and experience. It's a lot of fun.
That's like the walkway over to Hudson kind of a thing too, right? A lot of, you get millions of people coming to to that.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up because it's another part of the county. It's the southern Ulster County in the Highland, but they're also celebrating Walkway over the Hudson this year, also celebrating their 10th anniversary.
Wow.
So they're having a lot of special events. I remember when 10 years ago when the idea originated and they opened it, the state itself, which the state sometimes kind of put some figures out there that you say, oh, wow, this can't possibly happen. This is, they're kind of exaggerating. Well, they anticipated 250,000 people annually. Well, it's gone over. It's 500,000 to 600,000 people a year going.
Wow.
So the state even underestimated that. So it's that's a real nice thing. It's a lot of brings a lot of people visiting the southern part of the county.
Yeah.
Again, very flat, so it's not a hard walk. It's they call it a state park, and you get great views of the Hudson on both sides of Ulster and Dutchess County. It's located between Poughkeepsie and the town of Lloyd, which is actually, people know it more as Highland.
Yep.
So that's something that a lot of people are coming from all over, particularly the metropolitan area. Then they'll walk over the walkway, they'll have lunch or whatever in Poughkeepsie and Dutchess or in Highland, and then they have a full day and go up to New Paltz and do shopping and all the other activities. So that's something that has been a real win-win situation for our area.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Very good. I didn't mean to distract you off your route that you were covering.
No, that's okay.
We could shoot back up north if you need and then cycle back.
No, it's the thing about Ulster, Mary, is there's so many great towns and villages and the city of Kingston that, we are the size, Ulster County is the size of the state of Rhode Island, so there's something happening in just about every part of the county. And one of the things that is also going to help attract visitors is that I was at a presentation, gentleman Andy Beers, who is the head of the Empire Rail Trail.
Yeah.
And the rail trail, this is throughout the state, and when it's completed, it's going to be all the way from Battery Park in New York City, and it's going upstate, but it'll be 750 miles upon completion, but a large part of that is through Ulster County, and they anticipate that rail trail being completed by 2020. So that is, a lot of people love to do the hiking and the biking here in Ulster County, and that certainly will help because we're going to have marked Empire Rail Trail and with signage, and a lot of the trail now is paved, so that's something that people can go, in theory and in actuality, when it's all done, they can get off, they can either bike from New York City or they can take a train up to Poughkeepsie, Metro North, Amtrak, and they can ride over the walkway and experience all the great trails that go through all our towns and villages in Ulster County.
Wow, that's going to be fantastic. You've got such great and interesting kind of places. It's you can keep going back. You never run out of places to go.
No, you don't. And we're really, we did kind of skip over the city of Kingston. That's turning into a real hub of activity for tourism. And our office is located right down on the waterfront. And I know I saw the Rip Van Winkle boat ride. That'll be debuting in May. It'll be going out in the Hudson. It's a 2-hour boat ride. Is very popular, and a lot of the rail trail and everything is being routed through the downtown area, and so hiking and biking to and from the lower part of the city of Kingston, the waterfront. Then you can hike or bike all the way through Midtown and Uptown Kingston, where a lot of our historic attractions are. So it's certainly once the warm weather hits and the Rip Van Winkle comes out, it's really a busy, busy place.
Yeah, and you've got antiquing down there, right? You got quite a bit of stuff down near the waterfront. Restaurants, great restaurants.
Yes, we do. And they're open all year round,
yeah.
But they really get busy when we start. The weather's nice because a lot of them have outdoor seating,
yeah.
And it's right by the waterfront. We have Mariner's Harbor Restaurant, which has a deck that looks right out on the waterfront. And there's a restaurant called Old Savannah, which is kind of Southern barbecue, and it's on the way out towards the Hudson. And it has a deck right along the entryway from the port. The city of Kingston goes out to the Hudson. So on a weekend, and even weekdays, it is packed down here. So yeah. We're starting to see a lot of that traffic and people. We have so many varied restaurants, farm-to-table movement, and like I said, Southern barbecue. Mariner's is a great seafood place. Yeah. So there's all kinds of fare for just about anybody, any taste they can possibly yeah. imagine.
Now, you also, can you tell our listeners about the Stockade area? Because that's a really great area in Kingston also.
Yes, the Uptown Kingston area, the Stockade. The city of Kingston was the first state capital, and what they did was build a stockade, which is basically walls around the city of Kingston to protect from the British invasion. And the first state constitution was signed there, and unfortunately, the British came. That stockade didn't hold the British yeah. out. They burned Kingston down. So that's why we have every other year, we have to celebrate the burning of Kingston.
Oh.
But a lot of that has been most of it has been rebuilt. We have great historic sites there. The Senate House has been rebuilt along the specifications of what it was before when the state constitution was signed there. So it's the Stockade area, which is right in Uptown Kingston, has a lot of great historic sites. Dutch Reformed Church, a number of things have been built since the Revolution. War, so it's really, if you're into history, certainly that is a great place to go. Friends of Historic Kingston offers walking tours of the uh-huh. historic district, and so we have a lot of people that come specifically to see that, so it's a really great time if history is your thing, and it's yeah. beautiful.
And you got some great little shops there. There was that organic meat place on the main street over there, right? That was
yes, there's all kinds of great shops. So it's right now, one thing that's really booming, is we're having some boutique hotels built.
Oh, wow.
Because there wasn't a lot of lodging in Uptown Kingston, but
yeah.
now they have starting to undertake those projects, and there are a lot of restaurants, a lot of antique shops, and as you mentioned, different types of food establishments yeah. like butchers, like that. But now that there's a couple of boutique hotels being built, and people can come and stay right in the historic district, so that's going to be fantastic.
Oh yeah, you got a great thing, and then we got to talk about New Paltz too. We got to fit some time in because there's a lot to do down there.
Yes. Well, when we talk about New Paltz, if we talk about history, we have a historic Huguenot Street, which is one of the
yeah.
oldest streets in America. And what they've done in the last couple years, because the stone houses are so old that they were settled by the French Huguenots, that traffic going through there was beginning to take its toll on some of the buildings.
Oh.
So what they did was they've closed the streets to traffic, vehicle traffic now. So you can drive in historic Huguenot Street. There are parking areas, and then you can walk through and visit the stone houses, which are just amazing and dating back, like I said, one of the oldest streets in America. And that's just one. It's amazing because that's one section of New Paltz, but like within about three blocks walking, you can walk up from one of the oldest communities established in America, all the way up to the bustling Main Street with all the modern stores and restaurants and antiques and all kinds of different things that on a bustling Main Street in Newport. And then, of course, if you want, it's a 5-minute ride to Lake Minnewaska and all the premier rock climbing and hiking and biking at Minnewaska State Park and Mohonk Preserve. And, of course, if you have $400 you'd like a night to spend, you can go to the five-star Mohonk Mountain House, which is beautiful. So that is during the spring, summer, and particularly the fall when the leaves change, New Paltz is just booming.
Fantastic. And I want to mention, too, you've got Water Street Market over there, which is great shopping. And then I heard a rumor. I just want to ask you one other thing about Huguenot Street. Somebody said there's a restaurant open there again. Is that true?
They are. It isn't open yet, but they are considering doing a reopening where they used to have a restaurant in the visitor center. It was called the Old Fort. I think right now the plans are to turn that into a restaurant. One thing that you did mention, Water Street Market.
Yes.
There's a great new theater called the Denizen Theater. It's right in the middle of Water Street Market. And I was there yesterday for a conference. But the thing about Denizen is it's really a new type of performances going there. Uh-huh. I hate the term a little bit outside the box, but these performances are really something to behold. We have a new one opening April 5th. It's called Every Brilliant Thing. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a black box theater, and the thing that configurations change for performances and whether they have events. And there's a new theater group that has founded this, and it's very affordable. Just for instance, I went to one of the plays a couple weeks ago, and it's only $28 for anybody, $24 for a senior, and it's only $5 for the students. So if you want to see some really inspirational new theater, the Denizen Theater, right in the middle of Water Street Market, is something that I would highly recommend. They have performances going. They have five different shows from April through October.
Wow.
So if you go on to denizentheater.com, you can see all the shows and get a sense of the type of performances they're doing there.
It's a nice variety of vendors. So
yeah, there really are. It's certainly something to the Water Street Market. The main antiques place is really nice, and there's a couple coffee shops, chocolate. It's all kinds of a couple arts galleries there. So I encourage people to go to Water Street Market and check out what they have there.
Yeah, and I want to also mention right down the street is Walkill View Farms. Are they still open? That was a fantastic farm market, and then I think Krauss Chocolate is now in New Paltz.
You're right on both counts. Walk Hill View Farm and Market is really a fantastic place to get all your fresh fruits, vegetables, pies, and all kinds of different plants. So people will be flocking there once the weather's nice to start do their planting. And who can argue with Krauss's chocolate, right?
Yeah, man, that's the best chocolate, I tell you. It's and you have a brewery in town, too. We're running out of time. I've got what's the name? Wasn't there a place that was like a brew pub or something?
Yes, we do. Now you're going to put me on the spot. I should know this. I was
Gilded
there
Otter. Gilded Otter?
Gilded Otter.
There you go.
The Gilded Otter, yes. As a matter of fact, I think that I know there's going to be a change in ownership. Mm-hmm. The gentleman that owned it or founded it and owns it, he is selling it, but I was at an event at the Gilded Otter a couple weeks ago, and it's, you know, they're not making any drastic changes.
Yeah.
So that's certainly one of the great places when you go down to the Water Street Market. You want to pop over to the Gilded Otter and check out all their different beers and the food is really good. And when the weather is nice, they have a huge patio that overlooks, you can look at the Mohonk Mountain House, and you can see the Gunks and everything, the White Cliffs of the Gunks. It's an amazing view.
Yeah, very good. And I had one other thing I got to add because we have to go, but there's a North Street, there's Handmade and More, great craft gift ideas, and there's a cute little bakery down at the bottom there.
It's called the Bakery.
That's what it's called? Well, okay.
And Handmade and More, you're absolutely right. They have great
fantastic
stuff there. If you need gifts or anything, they have some of these really unique gift baskets. And it's not like walking into your typical Hallmark place. Not that we don't like Hallmark, but I'm saying. Yeah. This is something a little upscale.
Yep. Well, Rick, listen, we're actually 2 minutes over, but that's okay. I appreciate you coming on, and I hope you have a wonderful season. Great job over there.
Thank you, Mariette. Anytime, just give me a call.
Okay.
Love to chat.
All righty. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's a wrap for this week, folks. Check out Ulster County. Lots to do. Bye-bye.